This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Kate Wallinga, forensic psychologist, is with us. Kate, just the other day, Steve Gonzalez, he's the father of one of the victims of the Idaho murders of alleged murderer Brian Koberger, stating that he believes Koberger killed out of jealousy for the lifestyle that his daughter and her friends were leading. They were having social fun, things that people normally do in college who are somewhat socially active, having parties, having friends, being attractive to one another, and just living their life in a positive way that young people tend to do. Koberger seemed to have a lot of difficulty in that through most of his life, from what we know, relating or even, you know, sitting down and having dinner with someone without being extremely creepy and bizarre because of the way of his thinking. I think it's understandable that if you can't quite grasp how to interact with other people, it's going to make you frustrated. It could very easily make you jealous of other people. So probably a fairly accurate statement.
For sure. And so jealousy implies I want what they have.
Yeah.
Rage implies I want to destroy what they have.
Don't some people sometimes, though, want to destroy what others have if they can't have it for themselves?
That's what I'm saying, but that's not jealousy.
Sure. Okay, yeah, that is rage. Yeah. Does it start at jealousy, though, or can jealousy kind of reach a level where it translates and turns to rage because of all of the simmering up to that point?
I think it depends on the person, but my understanding of the concept of jealousy is that you have to have empathy first. You have to look at another person and imagine how they feel and want it for yourself. And if you are fundamentally, if your empathy is broken, then jealousy isn't even a concept in your world. You just want to knock down their block tower.
Okay.
You don't want to take it for yourself or play with them. You're just, you're frustrated because you see they make this block tower and you can't do it, so I'm going to break it.
Sure. Sure.
You see what I mean? Like, it's a different thought process and it's more destructive than the average person, luckily. Yeah.
And the average person won't understand if someone's having that thought process unless they too are like that. What's your take on Koberger having attended a Margaret Atwood book reading not that long ago, A Handmaid's Tale? It's a book about a dystopian world where women's rights have been severely curtailed. It just seemed odd seeing him sitting there in the front row amongst many other women who had read the book. And he's up there front row looking like he's ready to get it signed. It does play more into the motive or into the mindset that we understand of him having issues with women. And obviously this is a book that's all about a dystopian world where they're being held back.
I mean, this is the thing about, like, we collectively as human beings and as fairly rational and within, you know, the normal curve, we're in the middle, right? Like, we're more or less normal people. Like, I don't know about you, but I like to not kill people.
Sure.
So it reaches a point where every blink, every shift, every change of clothing, every photo that you see of them, every book signing, you know, he may have had to do that for a class or something.
Sure.
You know, all kinds of, like, there's just, we don't know, and we start to ascribe meaning to things that we can't know unless we ask. And A, we can't ask because he's in jail, and B, we can't ask because there's this gag order. And so, you know, pick anything. How many times a day did he go to the bathroom? What did he like to eat for breakfast? You know, like all of those sorts of things.
Well, we know it's frosted mini wheats. What does that tell us about his
motive? I'm saying it depends on whether he puts the frosted side down or the frosted side up. Do you know what I mean? Like, people go nuts trying to, like, I would argue, especially women, but people in general, they want desperately to be able to identify, here's the thing that makes this dude scary, dangerous, different, identifiable. Because if we can do that, then we feel a little bit safer. Because then the next time we're out to breakfast and we see somebody eating frosted mini wheats with the sugar side down, we can be like, oh, that's the dude, watch that guy.
That's it. Is it because we're always naturally looking for patterns, and we've seen some with him thus far, so now we try to continue to pull that narrative along with every piece that we learn about?
Well, there aren't patterns, I don't believe. I believe that every mass murderer or every serial killer, every individual murderer has a unique story. Mm-hmm. We don't know, like I've said it before, we don't know anything about serial killers. We don't. We know about the failures. And we made up, like the McDonald triad, we made up about all serial killers, you know, light fires, hurt animals, and wet the bed. Sure. That's just because that was more common than not among people who got caught. Sure. That's such a different scenario than people who are still out there active, people who are thinking about it and don't act on it, people who are fascinated by it. Like, there's so many different scenarios. And so looking for patterns makes us comfortable. There is a comfort there to feel like, then I'll know. Mm-hmm. You know, because all of us have to leave the house. All of us have to, if we have children, you have to send your kids out to the world. You maybe have a partner that you want to be able to, like, sleep next to at night instead of side-eyeing them the whole time, you know? And so we want patterns. We desperately want to be able to say, here's the thing. I found it. Here, it's frosted mini wheats. I found it. And that would be, like, psychologically speaking, so much better for all of us. And it'd make the criminal justice system move a lot faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt.
You know, and that kind of thing. But the reality is, so, like, if I can switch topics for a minute.
Yeah.
Looking at the Madeleine Kingsbury case.
Yeah.
There's a lot being made of the fact that her boyfriend talked repeatedly, Adam Fravel?
Fravel? Yeah, Fravel.
That he talked a lot about being fascinated with the Gabby Petito case.
Yeah.
Okay, look, all of us were.
Sure, sure.
Do you know what I'm saying? And so that is one piece of information about this guy, but that doesn't by itself hold any weight at all. Like, I was too, and I didn't kill anybody. So it's just one of those, we want desperately to be able to say, oh, look, see? Mm-hmm. And there's nothing to point to.
Yeah, and that's the hard thing, I think, to stomach at the end of the day, and that's what keeps driving people to dig and dig and dig, even though they never quite find the answer.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.